if you went episode by episode, you could spoil something for everybody each episode, more so than any other show that I think
has existed. Yeah, it is a Russian nesting doll of spoilers. It's like the wheels come off, and then you think that you're, like, coasting down something, there aren't any wheels, and then wheels you didn't know about came off, and then you're coasting down another thing, you're like, well, it was a second set of wheels, and then more wheels are revealed, and then those come off.
Too many wheels coming off.
Welcome to Sitsuck, everybody. This is Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
Sitsuck. This is Joe.
And Kevin.
Joe's inexplicably musical, as per usual.
Indeed.
Fuck, almost I already fucked it up. I already fucked it up.
Like, explicable, because it's during a podcast. So
it's not
like,
explicable, it's just expectable.
It's
expectable?
Explainable.
As expected. Dirigible. I want a dirigible. I've always wanted a dirigible. How much does it cost
does
to get and maintain a dirigible?
Podcast we have to talk about.
I think it's the flying it's hard. I don't know where you can fly them.
You can get a pretty neat RC one where you go, like,
I know
go get a helium
that,
fill balloon.
That might scratch that itch.
Dude,
yeah.
I just want to live in
a fully drivable RC Lego car. Like, you use your phone to drive it around. I was
Damn, Legos are so cool these days.
Legos have always been cool and will continue to be cool forever. And that was the day the Lego stopped being cool.
They like Lego's idea section is like the coolest place because it's like where, like, you know, when like all the directors of new movies are the people who used to watch the originals or read the comics or books as kids,
like fans.
Yeah, like exactly. So like the people, like, and I guess I shouldn't reference Joss Whedon, but the Joss Whedons who are like, I watched a lot of Marvel, I read a lot of Marvel, I watched a lot of Star Wars. Now I'm directing one of these movies or something. Star Trek, sorry, or whatever. I don't remember what he did. It doesn't
matter. He's done all of them.
Suffice it to say that those are the people that are building sets. And the coolest one I saw recently was they basically like had took an old pirate ship Lego set, and they like did like a what happened to it in the future kind of thing. Not future, but what happened to it after it like it like crashed at one point, and then they made it into like a pirate alcove. They had like a full bigger
that
set.
Sounds so cool,
right? I was like, oh, I hate how genius you people are with these Legos.
Because of all the money that of mine that you're getting.
Have you guys seen like the Lego Masters series that's been coming out?
Yeah, we've been watching that
one. I think, yeah, Kev, you and I have talked about this, but like, dude,
Lego
like,
Masters series.
Yeah, it's on, we watch it on Tubi. I think it's on like Hulu as well. But yeah, it's
now
hosted.
Making services up.
I mean, I might as well at this point. You couldn't even call me. You couldn't even call me out on it because I bet somebody would have made it by the time I made a fake one. But anyway, regardless, Will Arnett hosts a show, and these guys like they just bring on all these competitors, and they made this little like competition of some of the best like Lego builders in the world. And they're like, here's your challenge. You're going to build in like the first season, they were like, you're going to build a bridge, and then we're going to put a bunch of weight on it and see how much it can actually carry. And it actually, at one of them, it's like the first one that went was like a pair of guys that was an engineer team, and it like broke at like 600 pounds.
Damn. Oh my God.
And then there was another one where they could not continue to weigh it. It topped at 1,000 and still hadn't broken. Like they had all the weights that they had like brought in and prepared for this weigh thing, and they're like, okay, now they had to go backstage and start bringing in like rigging weights and sandbags and other shit, and they're like,
and Gerald,
yeah, they're just like,
dude.
Yeah,
and Big Ron
and Big Ron, and they were telling
Little
us like
Ron, who's
the
ironic.
Studio
no,
not
Big Ron. Ron, Big Ron,
Big Ron,
other Ron, but Big Ron is the one you're looking for.
Yeah, you need Big Ron. Get on up there, baby.
You gotta get the emphasis on the right syllable.
Well, they do stuff like that, and then they do like huge artistic builds, and then they do stuff with like intricate motors and motion, and it's pretty cool. It's fun.
I need to get high and watch that.
It's kind of cheesy because it's meant for TV, so it's kind of cheesy. But Will Arnett counteracts it a bit because it's Will.
I feel
Arnett,
like they play into that very much so, like really well.
He's like super sarcastic about it being on TV and this and that, so. It's fun.
The like the you know like I kind of got over that with that barbecue championship show because it was like kind of like dramatic for TV, but
yeah,
they really did try to focus more on the barbecuing, and I was like, that, at least you guys are trying, you know. Yeah. You're just trying your best.
At least you tried. .gif.
At least you tried. Kyle Hagen, 2021.
.gif.
.gif.
save that as a
.gov.
As an NFT.
Oh shit! I wish you wouldn't have brought that up.
No. I wish I hadn't either, because I reviewed that, and good lord, there were factual inaccuracies in that episode, and I'm sorry for Sit Suck, everyone.
Well, no one's gonna call you out. You can just blame it on us making you worse of a person.
No, that? I think it's the opposite.
Oh. Well, I mean, we all know.
Kyle, you're nothing but pure. Joe, you have no horse in this race, because you started off with I have no idea what's going on, and you ended with I am more confused than I started.
Yes. Yes.
Kevin,
yes, I did.
You don't know what being wrong looks like, so.
Yeah.
But fact. He does know what being cute looks like.
Mm-hmm. We have to have a perfect among us, else we'd all be lost.
Oh my god.
That's a Chinatown
That's
reference.
What we have Kevin for.
A what?
China, Illinois.
China, Illinois.
Yeah, oh, China, Illinois.
I just watched Chinatown the other day.
I haven't watched that show in so long.
Oh, God, I watched the shit out of it, and then I haven't looked at it since, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad
it's,
thing.
It's one of those things where you go back to, and you're like,
It's so fucked. Well, we went back to Venture Brothers, actually, last night.
Okay.
That one. That pilot's rough. I don't know if you remember, but the pilot is kind of rough. The second episode is where it gets, like, good again. Or not good, I mean, good for the first time, I should say, because it gets like, oh, okay, that's the one where Brock gets like pumped full of trank darts and still chokes that guy to death, and then they bury Brock and he just erupts out of the ground and pounds a bottle of tequila and goes back to work. Like, but the first one is really weird. It's to do with like the UN science fair thing, and there's a ninja that's sexually attracted to doomsday machines, and it's very strange.
I think I watched that, and I think that's the only one I watch.
Oh, don't. Watch another one. Just watch another.
Watch any other one.
The most recent episode of Rick and Morty, because it's like, it's very weird, but only relative to the newer Rick and Morty episodes, because it's more like an original Rick and Morty episode. But the Rick and Morty episodes have been getting super philosophical and mindfucky lately, and this one's just like off the wall.
I feel like the new game is to see if they can get canceled.
Well, that's the game of either, any show that pushes
either
that, right?
Canceled on right. Twitter or canceled off of TV.
We won't talk about it, but I guess this season's pretty good so far.
I haven't watched it yet.
I have them all if you want to come over and watch them at some point, Kevin.
Binge them. Actually, don't. It's probably not healthy to binge more than two episodes.
I binged the fifth season, and I almost, like, I was like, do I need to live anymore? Like, is this a
Yeah,
thing?
I don't think this last season, this newest season, is probably really unhealthy to binge. I think the whiplash from the tone will hurt you. Like, episode to episode, it's like, wow,
one before this with Morty and the Planetina, I was like, I can't even talk.
Words are hard, this whole season is a mind fuck in a number of literal and figurative and also literal ways.
All right. I had a thing I wanted to talk about, unless anybody's got something else.
Go for it.
I want to talk about Loki, man. But I don't think anyone else is watching it, so.
I have not yet watched it.
I'm sorry.
You haven't watched it?
Why are all of you such failures?
I've watched it. Why am I failures?
Okay.
Just like garbage.
Just in general. Kevin, yeah. I forgive you because you're like allergic to Marvel.
It's going to be surprising that Kevin actually already watched it, because he can watch anything he wants right now and not have to watch, like, you know.
Oh.
Like,
did he watch it?
The 90-Minute Fiancé or whatever Megan forces you to watch all the time that you don't care about.
No, I haven't watched it. I've been stuck.
No, it's back to
binging anime shows.
That's true. He's watching My Hero Academia. That's right.
Nice. I watched the first season. Kyle, what were you going to say before we wander too far afield?
Yeah, it's about TV shows, so it's still in line.
It's not too far afield.
So I watched Castlevania and loved it, so I was like, you know, maybe I should give some other shows that you guys have suggested, or maybe just more Kendrick has suggested a shot.
I talked loudest.
And, Kevin doesn't watch TV shows, and I don't know if Joe watches TV shows that we don't
I've
watch.
I've been consuming media very strangely lately, so...
Yeah, so to my point, like,
I have
Joe's
to keep playing
other
catch
things.
Up.
Yeah. I bought the first season of Con Man, and it's nice. Very, very hard to watch that show. It's I did not know what I was in for, and I had to like slow down, because I was watching like I was binging.
You
them.
Can't It's not healthy to binge it.
Oh, it's funny.
The cringe will kill you.
It's cringy. It's like, I wouldn't say it's as cringy as the Scott's Tots episode of Office, but like a lot of them get very close to that.
Oh,
there's
this
is spoilies, so I'll tell you about one episode, and I won't spoil anything else, because this is kind of like a part of the story that doesn't really fit with a lot of the other stuff, so it's not too big of a spoiler of the whole show. But there's an episode where Alan Tudyk's character.
Yeah, Alan Tudyk's character.
He gets an action figure of himself, and he starts to like covet it, and he gives it a name and stuff. But this is at the same time as earlier he was making fun of a bunch of people at a convention at a hotel he was at, doing a sci-fi convention, for buying like fake doll children because they either couldn't have children or lost their own child or something like that. Right.
There was like a weird doll convention happening at the same thing. Yeah.
And the lady from the mega hot Cylon from Battlestar Galactica is in this episode, and she's like lost her daughter or her son or something. And so she's got a doll now, and they had like a very bad interaction, and so he gets this action figure, and he starts to treat it like they're treating the dolls and stuff, and then the way the episode goes is just really fucking crazy and weird, and it's like he ends up doing some stuff with the doll, and there's like a whole thing about this subplot of like a cosplay contest that his manager wants to win, and then she has a threesome with the judges. It's just like, you're like, what is this show? What is happening in this
show? It is really well written, and it's fucking weird.
Yeah,
it's also Alan Tudyk. I think I've heard of this. I just haven't actually seen anything.
I kickstarted it, or I think, or Indiegogo'd it. Whatever.
I know exactly what you're talking about now. Okay,
so I saw it when it came out. I think I have a framed poster upstairs of it. I don't think it's signed. I think it's just framed, and I definitely remember watching the first season. I think they made a second season. I don't recall if I watched that one or not, but the wheels really fall off on that. Like every episode the wheels fall off, and then they put them back on for the next episode, and then they fall off again.
It reminds me a lot of like those kinds of like Californication television shows, like the ones where they're just like down on their luck X, and they're trying to get back into this field that they were in. But the reason they're in the field is the reason that they don't like being in the field, and
it kind of meshes with BoJack Horseman to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Californication and BoJack Horseman are very similar, and they're like
I never saw Californication.
It's okay, you don't have to. It's just the reference of people who aren't you.
Oh, there are people who aren't me.
Are we going to get into hard solipsism? I don't really want to go there.
No, I just mean listening.
Okay.
Nice. Hot.
hey, that's your...
Did you get to the episode with, what's his name, Nolan North yet? Nolan North?
I don't know actors, so you have to tell
me. The voice actor for the video games?
The one where they're all him and Milo, whatever, and the other guy are doing... Alan Tudyk, Milo, and the other guy is named Nolan North?
I think that was Nolan North, yeah.
And they're all doing the video game, like, where they're like, can you do Maurice? And he's like, oh, the key's in my butt! Or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that episode.
I just love the scene when they're doing the recording for the video game, and it cuts in with them recording, like, the various injury noises. They're like, the noises that you know are in video games that a human had to make. And did Discord cut those out?
No, I heard them.
It did a little bit.
Okay, you heard it. But, it's just amusing because it's them in a room, and you can tell these are all guys who've done this. And you're like, can you get a little more, like, throaty with it? You're like, ah! It's like, what a strange world to be living in, but this is your job, right?
Yeah.
But then his are all like, no, my spleen! Because he plays
we
a
should
wuss
run
character.
Away!
Yeah.
I would love to voice a video game.
Do it.
Make that happen, man.
Let me know. I'll voice.
What do you mean, you guys?
It.
Just make your own fucking video game, you lazy piece of shit.
I'm gonna wait till Patrick does, and I'll.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, make then Patrick do it, and we'll be voices for Patrick's video games.
Yeah, that's it.
It's just gonna be you going over and over again.
So it's just like this really long block of like paragraphs of text, and Kevin just every.
You gotta be doing Legend of Zelda style like noise.
Yeah.
Hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Damn.
Like
Kendrick's going to be forced to soundboard this entire episode. Piece by piece.
Oh my God. Kendrick, can you do that? Bitcoin.
One Bitcoin?
Yeah, one okay. Bitcoin.
You know how funny that joke is? Over the course of the series, that's a very different request.
Just have we said our that podcast earlier on in the podcast?
I think I might have said it if you give me a Bitcoin, like as a joke, and it would have been like a nickel back in the day.
I gladly give you a nickel today for a hamburger tomorrow or something.
Since this podcast started, Bitcoin's gone from like a nickel to $40 billion or whatever the fuck it is now.
That's quite a lot.
Kendrick, do a voiceover now of the price of Bitcoin when our first episode aired and the price of Bitcoin when this episode airs.
Okay, now. Everyone be quiet.
In December 11th, 2015, Bitcoin was $415.28. On July 30th, 2021, Bitcoin is $40,024.80. Oof.
Okay, nobody say anything.
That was enough. All right, I'm being quiet. I would have just put it in right set. After Kevin said everyone would be quiet.
Yeah,
and everyone else did. I have sound editing powers.
Nobody knows that you
guys.
Would have done that. You don't have to give away the secrets, and then we look like idiots.
You guys are going to look like idiots anyway. I edit this.
Too late.
I did come up with a sweet Lovecraftian sound effect for your when I wanted to fuck up your ability to try and describe the band name game, by the way.
Oh. Me?
Yeah.
Sweet.
And it wasn't just taking what you did later with all the funny noises and just like throwing it on top of that. I went for like a wah-wah and then like a reverse reverb, and it sounds really cool.
Ooh. Well, now you just need the brown note.
Don't do that. Oh. All right, you wanted to talk about Loki a little bit?
I mean, I didn't want to spoil it for anybody because it's spoiler.
Well, it's not over yet, so you can't spoil the last episode. And I would
no, but I can spoil everything
that,
after the second episode.
No, but I would say venture to say that each episode has its own version. Like, if you went episode by episode, you could spoil something for everybody each episode, more so than any other show that I think.
Yeah, existed. It is a Russian nesting doll of spoilers. It's like the wheels come off, and then you think that you're like coasting down something. There aren't any wheels, and then wheels you didn't know about came off. And then you're coasting down another thing. You're like, well, there's a second set of wheels. And then more wheels are revealed, and then those come off.
Too many wheels.
And
too many wheels
I wanted
out.
To make a joke, and I realized I couldn't have made the joke because Disney it's a spoiler Plus. For episode 3 or 4. So, well. Yeah.
Anyway. Suffice to say, it is good.
Yeah, I think every single fucking person who's watched episodes up to the current episode and is ready for tomorrow is like, what the fuck is going to happen in the final episode tomorrow? Because there's like ideas, but nobody knows where it's going. And there's just like this rat's nest of references all over the place. Like it gets so intense in terms
Did you catch, this is a spoiler, but not without context. You have no idea. Did you catch the Polybius?
Yeah.
Did you catch the last episode?
The high sea cooler.
I did. I saw that one. Yeah. The ecto cooler. Yeah.
Yeah, now you guys have to watch it to know
what
it's
I need to go
about.
Back and watch it.
But anyway,
when Meg gets back, we'll definitely watch that one.
I am so into it that I'm genuinely considering the notion of staying up tonight to watch it.
Does it come out? I think Disney Plus fucks you because I don't think it comes out till like 10 a.m. tomorrow.
No, Corwin was staying up till like midnight to watch it.
Well, that's
so
good to know because I tried to do that with Black Widow and they were like large middle finger.
Well, Black Widow was different because Black Widow was a large middle finger for you. So, I don't know. I'm probably not going to because I'm still a nerd who likes to sleep, or rather get up early. But like, I'm sitting here like, do I stay up? Though?
What time would you have to stay up till to watch it?
I don't know. I'd have to look. I'd have to go figure it out online. I think it's like, it's probably midnight or 1.
Interesting. Well, you could just go to sleep and wake up. And then go back to sleep.
Yeah, that's called being alive, Kyle.
No, I mean like you could shut up. Any adult knows what I mean.
Other adults, can you please explain to me what Kyle
I don't
means?
Have to go to sleep
myself.
Right
that's
now.
That's not how this works.
You can set your alarm for 12:45 a.m. Wake up, watch it.
Yeah.
Then fall. See? Back
oh.
Like. You can do what
I like how Kevin days. Explained that to me, and Joe was clearly confused as well. Still,
yes.
Is
so
that confusing. Do you guys not just 50, wake up
50%
of
us? 50% of us understood you.
I sleep for
percent because
anywhere
he was talking about. To
I guess that's fair.
So.
Yeah.
For the record, Kyle does not always know what Kyle's talking about. So if Kyle understood what Kyle was talking about, then that means another person, which means 50%.
I can't, like, was... Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, that now it's confusing. It's still me. That's the
joke. That's like, comment, and subscribe, everybody. And watch Loki.
Okay.
Another successful episode.
We didn't die yet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
That was me dying.